What's up, guys? It's your boy, Rome, and we got over here,
Alex.
Yeah, and you listen to All Real. All right, this is a podcast that will be mainly talking about relationships, social media, sports, movies, TV shows, mainly about society.
Or anything that's literally recently trending right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Anything that's going into the news or, like, you know, outside the news, you know, social media wise. So, you heard about Old Town Road, right?
Yeah. I listened to it all over social media. I never knew the exact title of it until you brought it up, and I listened to the lyrics, and honestly, it does sound like it was by a country person until people have said, no, it's actually a rapper. So that was really surprising for me.
Yeah, that was honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, so they said that Lil Nas had made this single and it didn't really go as he wanted. Like, it literally got taken off.
Yeah, he wanted to make it, have it classified as a country genre, but you said that iTunes did not allow that. They took it down because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the reason why is because of the background music, because it has that
trap.
Yeah,
that trap. It definitely has that trap.
Yes.
Like that. I don't know if it's just because it was that it had trap. I don't know what it, because it didn't really specify that, but I really do think it was because it had trap beat in the back, yeah. And they didn't specify that as a country.
So, yeah, because with most country music,
it's acoustic. It's
acoustics. They would have, you know, the classy guitar. They'll have, you know, just a slow melody type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not really an upbeat, hype tempo as this track has. So, you know, for me, I do understand why they took it down.
Uh-huh.
You know, they want everything to be specifically made for what it's supposed to be and not for what people wanted it to be.
Exactly. And I mean, it was a good song. I listened to the original Old Town Road, but when I listened to it, I was like, yeah, I like this, but I got that trap feeling. That's what I got. And then I can see where they're coming from. And then the fact that he actually had the heart to, like, post on Twitter, like,
yeah.
Hey, Billy Ray Cyrus, I would love for you to, you know, be on this track. And then he responds saying, I love the track. I would love to hop on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, this is the only song that he has out there.
It does tell me that this person is really committed to do this because, you know, iTunes stopped it. But he said he's going to keep going and make this as a country music that he wanted it to be. You know, he's not going to let anything stop him. Because honestly, when I listened to this track, first thing came to my head, when we were in school, country kids in a parking lot.
Right.
You know, they have like the southern shirt,
right,
the mm-hmm. bootcut jeans, the boots. But yet they had the gold chain around them
mm-hmm.
and their squad of trucks. And I feel like, for them, this track would be very perfect for them. You know, that's number one thing that when it came into my head, you know, this track is something that they would pretty much play.
Exactly. And I think, like, it's groundbreaking now. It's literally breaking through records of, like, country music now.
Right now, we're in a generation where, you know, you're starting to have more specific genres, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I did not know about mumble rap, you know, I just saw it as regular rap.
What is mumble rap? I don't know what that is. Oh, exactly. Mumble rap. Mumble. Like, mumble. Yeah. Oh,
you know,
like,
they're not really saying, you're saying something, but they're not.
Like Busta Rhyme, if you was listening to him and he rapped so fast.
It's like, dude.
Busta Rhyme basically does that.
It's not like old raps music like we listen to, like Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, Eazy-E, you know?
Yeah.
But honestly, you know, this is just another part of music where, you know, this guy is pretty much almost doing the same, you know, breaking boundaries
uh-huh.
with this. And I honestly fully support it. I honestly really do.
Yeah, I fully support it. I'm glad that this actually broke ground. Like, I'm really happy that it really broke through the floor. But switching over to social media wise, all right, so recently I was on Snapchat and, you know, they have them subscriber, you know, snaps, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was looking on BuzzFeed, and actually they were saying Kim Kardashian is trying to be a lawyer.
Oh, my God.
And
the Kim Kardashians, they're really entertaining. They're very creative.
The Kim Kardashians.
The Kardashians. I always keep saying Kim Kardashian for some reason. Because
she's mainly the focus when it comes to the Kardashians.
Literally, okay, that's literally the only thing I keep hearing, but I know the Kardashians just in general.
Mm-hmm.
They bring a lot to the society, you know, especially the biggest two biggest things. What's it called? Kanye West and what's that dude's name again? He's transgender now. Katie? Is it Katie?
Yes.
I believe that really brought a new era into entertainment, and not only that, but as well as society, because with them, you know, everything has changed, you know, you know, with the music, especially, you know, ever since Kanye West went with the Kardashians, there's been a lot of hate going towards him, especially with his fashion line he tried to go into with the distressed type of look. And I remember looking on fashion videos, I forgot the designer, but he's a very famous person. He said that his designs are very simple pieces because honestly the stress design is very simple,
right?
You know, it's not bad, you know. I do have somewhat shirts that are a little bit distressed, but not too much as what this new generation is coming to, because you know they have like the whole
big holes in it,
and they're worth like what,
$600. I got pants like that, but
yeah,
you know,
there's some that are good. There's
I don't
some
see
good.
My I know that, like, in this world, you're going to need to present yourself.
Yes,
what you wear is what people see you as. And if you wear ripped pants, you know, you're going to look like, you know.
Pretty edgy.
I know, like, I'm young and, you know, you're used to seeing younger people with ripped pants.
Yeah.
But still, at the same time, it's going to give them, like, they're not, like, presentable. Oh, they're not prepared for the real world. And, you know, I don't like wearing them pants too much. I mean, you may catch me wearing that at a party or whatever, but for right now, nah, that's not going to be the case. Because them pants are, you know, they're amazing. They're in style. I love them. Don't get me wrong. But I know that when it comes to me going to somewhere that's like needs to be presentable, formal, I need to make sure that
You don't have any holes.
I don't
in
have
your
no
pants.
Holes in my pants.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But you know, if it's just like a streetwear, you know, you're having a casual day. Yeah, you can wear them. For me, I do have not specifically from design from Kanye West or during the time when he brought it back, but I do have like Levi's, and they're really old apparently because they said like in 6 years, donate them. It just had like a little tiny hole here and there, and that's it. That's pretty much good for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, with the Kardashians, you know, they opened to a lot of things for most people.
I think honestly, like if people really focused on like the Kardashians in early 2000s,
yeah, they
and
were
then,
the
like,
biggest thing.
And it was the biggest family thing out there. I mean, now you got the Smiths, Will Smith's family. I mean, they're pretty big right now too. I mean, you got Jada Pinkett Smith doing Red Table Talk. You got Will Smith doing his bucket list right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that.
They also have Ice Cube's son.
Oh,
He's actually – he got his first break with Straight Outta Compton. And now he's going to be in this upcoming movie, Godzilla.
Oh,
King
and he's about to be in Longshot. I actually didn't even think that he'll become an actor after
Straight Outta Compton. I do believe he would have because of, you know, one, he does – does look very similar to his father.
I mean,
for at a young age, a hit for him, you know, because surprisingly, I thought Ice Cube did really look like him. I thought that was CGI, but no, that was his actual son.
If you look close enough, you can basically tell like they're supposed to be, you know, father and son.
Yeah,
and I mean. He played Straight Outta Compton really well playing as his father. And I think, you know, he does have the potential to, you know, push forward into this acting career. Because, I mean, to play his father like that, you know, it's kind of – I know it probably had to be, like, scary. Because if I had to play my father, you know, somebody that, like, came from a famous group – from a like hard time dealing with police and segregation definitely. And racism, and like heavy racism, than it is now. You know, I feel some type of way.
Yeah, even with the lyrics, you know, people didn't like it because, well, one, you know, they were black. You know, you don't really see that many black people in the entertainment biz during that era, and also just for the rap music. Exactly, because people did not like that. Not even the people that were black, some of them just didn't like it because they knew that rap music was not going to be anything at mm-hmm. all. You know, it really does depend on your music and how you approach as well. So for them, they saw it both ways, but mainly I do believe people saw it as a race thing.
Yeah.
And that really sucks. I really do hate racism. I really do. I see like no point why exactly you have to classify someone as black or white or whatever.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's like their music is just, you know, it's inspiring. It does break boundaries. It does show that
they was fighting for
something. Yeah.
They're
telling their story, you know.
Yeah. I mean, at the time when they was making that, of course, you know, Caucasians didn't see it that way. Police didn't see it that way. They saw it as like, oh, they really trying to be disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they were like,
it really was just the only thing they was doing was like speaking out loud because, you know, you got the freedom of speech. I mean, that's something that we've had for a while, you know? So that's really what they was doing. I mean, you can't be mad at somebody speaking verbally because I'd rather somebody speak verbally then speak physically. When I mean physically, I mean violence with fists or guns or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there was a huge awakening for that generation into our generation now seeing the Straight Outta Compton movie.
Yeah, because honestly, violence for me, I see it as just this one thing. You know, what's the point? Because all it proves is that, you know, who is stronger. It doesn't really necessarily prove who is right. Because, you know, you can take a big, strong, muscular dude that is ignorant, and then you take me, a little skinny bone, that is right, and he can beat me down. And they're, you know, but it doesn't really show who was right or who was wrong. It just showed who was stronger.
Yeah, that's honestly. Honestly. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And this generation, you know, I'm not saying like, I am really going to say that. I'm going to say this generation is more about physical than verbal use.
Yeah.
Honestly,
so sensitive too as well. So
yeah, they're really sensitive.
I see it on Snapchat all the time. You know, they're putting their business out there. You know, it's like, oh man, recently got to break
deep
up.
Deep business. Or not like small business. Like, I'm going here.
No.
I'm going there. No, they're really like, yeah, I don't like my parents. My parents did this. Yeah. I'm like, okay, dude, why are you telling me all this? Like, I don't need
or
to
just
know
posting
that.
It. Just in general, to the general public.
Exactly.
Like, when this one kid followed me, and I followed back, and I remember she posted saying, I want nobody to talk to me. I'm talking to this one person. you know, I'm not going to say the person's name. I'm going to make up this name. Turner. Turner. You know, I'm talking. Yeah, they, like, put Turner heart. Uh-huh. It's, like, talking to him or whatever. And this other one, it's, like, you know, we're young. Uh-huh. These two people are sophomores. So, you know, we were promised how we were a sophomore. You know, we thought love was like a huge thing.
Yeah, you
forever.
Thought, but the thing is, like, people don't understand these days what love
you
is.
You have so many years. Like,
yeah,
think about it. Are you going to be with this person for the next month?
Yeah, you're so, like 16 or 17.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
They posted on Instagram too. They posted saying, I love my girl forever. Forever.
Bro, they only like, been dating for like, what, a week? Maybe a month? Like, dude. How you going to? No, like,
yeah,
I understand you probably watching chick flicks or whatever, and then you seeing this happen. But you got
entertainment.
It's entertainment, but at the same time, if somebody really looked at how a movie and TV show is made, it's not actually,
it's just
in that one day sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it's like a few weeks later, but they don't specify that in the movie. And you got to understand, if you pay attention to the outfits every time, most of the time when they cut over to another scene, you can obviously tell that's a different day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can. I mean, I'm not going to say that couldn't be a different day. Maybe they changed outfits in that day. But, I mean, it would be stupid if they kind of did that in a movie or a TV show. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think they just get caught up in this chick flicks and be like, I want that. And then when they have that, they think, oh, I love them in a week or a month. And that's,
honestly, I was accused of this as well. You know, I'm not going to say, you know, I haven't done this. I've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was thinking earlier, just literally earlier today, I was thinking, how in the world that I get caught up on, you know, this one person thinking that we're going to be together for the rest of our lives. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, I remember now. It's because I see it all the time on TV. These actors.
They're the actors.
Yeah, it's like they look like they're in love. But, you know, they make it look like it's very lasting because one scene, they cut it and they literally put in captions like 2-3 years later.
Uh-huh.
They're married. But really, in reality, most of the time, it doesn't.
It takes time.
It takes time. It takes a lot of patience. You know?
It takes patience. Yeah. And
you really can't fall in love with that first person you see. Because honestly, you'll see so many people in love. Honestly, it's like you're not this. They're not the only person.
Exactly.
They really aren't. You're going to constantly move. Uh-huh. Constantly move to a different grade, to a different class.
Yeah.
You're eventually going to end up being separated. You're not going to see each other.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, for like people like us, we have dreams, you know, we have goals.
Right.
We can't really fall in love now because we're going to have that anchor on us.
Yeah. Anchor.
Here you go, guys.
We're on Anchor Podcast. Like, here you go. He's talking about anchoring right now. But no,
that's not a bad thing.
You're right.
You got to know what you really want.
You got to know what you want.
And you got to know your type.
People want to have this love life, this fantasy.
Like, he looks good.
I'm going to speak real. You know, we had this talk the other day when we went out to a Soleil Cafe. But when a girl first, you know, learn about, you know, Prince Charming or whatever through the stories, you know, that's when they start picturing what guy they want, what first boyfriend they want. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Have that type of look, but not necessarily like qualities. And sometimes they ignore the qualities. It's like, oh, he's cute. He likes me. We're going out.
Yeah. But I mean, it's sometimes not like that, you know. It's usually like you know, some of them look at it personality. You know, some of them, like Prince Charming, you know, he was good looking and all that. And he was kind of dumb. But then you got, like, other people like, can you name? Oh, like, we got Aladdin. Aladdin. You got the poor kid that has heart. Has heart. And all of a sudden, there's a princess that's, like, into him because of his personality.
Yeah,
it's not his looks, you know what I'm saying? It's his personality, you know, and that's what people.
He doesn't see that neither, because so he goes to this genie, be like, make me a prince, so that you know I can.
Yeah, because when you see somebody that's, you know, I have higher standards or higher quality than you. You kind of look at yourself like, dang, I know I'm low quality.
Yeah, I have no chance with that person.
Yeah, I have no chance with that person. You know, I got to change how I look. I got to change how I am. I got to make a whole lot of myself so she will be into me. And it shouldn't ever be that way.
No, sometimes it's a good thing. Most of the time it's a bad thing. You know, like if, for example, it's like, okay, maybe I need to work on my hygiene. Okay, cool. You know, maybe I want to be more smarter, you know, more smart. As the person is, but it doesn't have to go to a point where you're changing, like, okay, I cannot like this thing because I know that person will not like it. It's like, no, you have to find a person that would say, they like this. I don't like it, but I like it because they do.
Uh-huh.
You need to find that person. You know, my buddies, he's going through a breakup right now. He loves the car scene, but she doesn't, so she leaves. And I told him.
Wait. Like, so you're telling me she's leaving because she doesn't like the car scene?
Exactly. I was like, dude, it's not worth it. It's not. You have to find someone that would, you know, don't like it, but yet gain interest because you're into it.
Exactly.
Because you literally have that feeling. If you don't have that feeling, you know for a fact that it cannot be true. It cannot work out. Maybe as friends, but not like in relationship.
Yeah. Like my girl right now. Yes, guys. I'm taken right now, but. I'm going to be real. Like, we talked for a month. I met her at the beach and, you know, it was amazing. I'm not going to say I met her at the beach. I'm going to just say, like, we were familiar with each other. No, we didn't. We kind of talked, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't physically.
Love, it wasn't thing. It was like more like friendship.
No, it was like through the phone. It was like through the phone. You know what I'm saying? Texting, like, so. Yeah, we was texting, and then we got calling, and then we got FaceTime, and then it was like, you know, and it was just, I wasn't expecting it to lead where it is now. Like, it wasn't, you know, I don't really say the three words until, you know, I feel it or she feels it.
You're right,
you know
what I'm saying?
And, you know, there is two sides to when I say them words. There's the friend side.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the deep, meaningful side.
Yes.
And, you know, that deep, meaningful side goes towards my family
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the girl of my dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the way I'm looking at it now. Like, you know, I can't say that to her yet because I know that I'm not feeling that way yet. You know, I got to feel that way. And once I feel that way, you know, she will feel that way too, you know?
Yeah.
And if she doesn't feel that way, you know, I can't say too much because, you know, I either have to give it time or, you know.
Yeah, but how long you guys been, like, doing this?
About 3 weeks now,
three
you know.
3 weeks, exactly. Yeah, so, like, you know, it's still early. You know, you don't want to go ahead and go all out.
Yeah, I don't want to. Look, I'm not even going to put anybody out there like that. But honestly, I don't want to be like all these other young kids that
are that's what they're doing
literally
now,
saying, I love you within a week. And I'm just like,
like,
you know, you can't say that to a woman because you say it to a woman, they're really going to take that to heart. They're going to take that to deep heart. Like, it's literally going to go in their mind, and it's not going to go out the other ear. It's going to literally sink into their whole body, and that's what they're going to start feeling for you. They are diehards for whoever they're dating for. And us, we're literally ruining our reputations because we want to be like idiots. We want to be like dogs.
Ooh,
that are, once we eat the bone, we're looking for another bone to catch. Like, we got to stop doing this.
And especially it depends on, like, the person, too. Like, you know, for me, I do have my parents. But my father, he's not too much in the picture. Like, he's with us. But, you know, he's always constantly working. So I'm mainly with my mother.
Exactly.
So for me, I do have that form of feminine feeling, you know. So when a girl does that to me, it's, like, opposite for me. It's, like, I take that in for some reason. So, you know, for a girl to break up with me, it's like the same way as a dude break up with a girl. You know, you go through a stage.
Yeah.
You know, you go through.
I mean, guys have feelings too. I don't know if, like, girls. Yeah. I mean, we're guys. You know, we gotta toughen up. You know, we gotta toughen up. We gotta be a handy man.
It's not a bad thing for you know, us dudes to get our hearts broken.
Because
that makes us stronger. That tells us, okay, we have these red flags. You gotta understand these red flags that you've gotten, so that when you go to your next relationship. If you see these red flags that are the same from what your other relationship was, you can go ahead and prepare yourself for the worst so that you don't get crushed as much as, you know, what happened the other time.
Uh-huh. And I think the problem is these days communication.
Yes, definitely.
I'm going to honestly say it's communication. And I think it's not just communication. It's the fact that it's too much communicating going on with other people that you can't focus on, you know, one person, you know what I'm saying? Like, people want to send streaks through Snapchat, or, you know, they want to have a group chat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with group chats. I've been in a couple, but it is kind of aggravating when
when you're
not trying to be in that conversation, like, during that whole day, and you have your phone going like, I don't want to deal with that.
I
know
put
what I'm
so many on mute, and when I put them off on mute, I'm getting, oh, this is like blowing up, and it's like, my gosh, like, I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, I love this generation. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm glad that I'm born into, you know, a new era, a great era.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's challenging. It's really challenging.
Because we grew up with the time where we had, like, little flip phones.
Yeah.
We
developed into another generation.
Yeah, we had the box TVs.
Yeah, we came from a generation and developed into another generation. You know what I'm saying? Now we're stuck in this generation.
Yeah, we're stuck with the technology.
Yeah.
You know, with the
and we're just going to advance in the other generations.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to get even worse just
because of
technology, you know?
Yeah, like, for example, I remember I looked at this video saying, you know, to able to catch on a girl, get off your phone. And, you know, I just take that just in general for society with my friends. Be like, I should really not try to be on my phone so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed I went out with my friends. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings one night. And I was only one not on my phone because I'm saving battery.
Oh yeah, so, I feel you. You had a reason to not be on your phone.
So I mean, I was on it just a little.
Let me be real. Like, if you had a lot of percentage, would you have been on your phone because everybody was on your phone?
Yeah,
you probably would have, right? Yeah. But at the same time, you know, because you wasn't on your phone, you kind of felt some type of way, like, hey, I'm not on my phone, you know.
I literally looked up and everyone's on their phone. Every single person.
How many people was like?
Like, literally, they're probably like, what, maybe like three people weren't on their phone or actually interacting. But at my table, everyone, it was just on their phone. And here I am just looking at the menu, just reading the menu.
I mean, man, you know? It's sad to say, like, you can't even spend quality time with your friends like you used to back then. Like, when I was little, you know, going outside playing was a big deal.
Yeah.
And now, you know,
it's dangerous. Now it's dangerous.
It's dangerous. Yeah, and at the same time, it's like, it's less likely for a kid to go outside and play with his friends. You know, they're usually on the game system playing with their friends. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I see, you know, video games as being a creative opening for kids, you know, creativity.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's making them fat.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping them inside eating snacks, eating dinner when the mom's done with dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, kids need to go outside. I mean, it's springtime now. You know, it's hot.
Yeah, we got sunshine.
We got sunshine.
We got cold air now.
Exactly. Like, wind, dude, like, all that.
Today was really perfect.
They have no excuse to not be outside.
Yeah.
Why are you not outside? You can at least be out there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If you have a – look, you're little. You don't even care about hygiene like that. You know what I'm saying? You don't even care that you stink and you smell like trash or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Most of these kids don't really have hobbies either because these parents won't let them, you know, expand what they really want.
Yeah, I mean, the parents – now, you know, my parents, you know, they grew up, you know, in the 70s and 80s, 90s, and, you know, now.
Yeah.
But the parents, like, you know, these younger kids, you know, they're like 5 and their parents are probably like 30, 30, mid-30s.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're trying to do what their parents did. They're trying not to do what their parents did do to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's not making it any better. Honestly, I think if people do what their parents did to them and then, like, kind of, like, you know, do it in your own taste, your own feel, you know, do it how you want, you know, it'll be okay. But instead, they're trying to eliminate. And it's just making it even worse. Like, you know, I don't, you know, physical abuse, you know, like whoopings and stuff.
It's bad.
It's like, bad, but at the same time, maybe it's at an extent. Like, you need to use it sometimes.
Maybe a good slap on the wrist or a little slap on the head. That's fine. But if you're going straight up, get that belt or, like, throwing objects at your kid, you're going too far.
Yeah, like, because
honestly, that you're making them afraid.
Because
you never know. Someone could just, like, you know, give your kid a good tap on the back, but they get traumatized or, like, remember and just have that little reflex, like, don't you know?
Right.
You know,
and
it's weird. I've seen it before. And it's terrible. You know, these kids won't be able to socialize as other people would. You know,
it's really sad. Like, this generation is sad and impressive. Yeah. It's impressive. You know, to see what goes on with people's lives and what goes on in social media and what's going on with these people that are getting famous.
And celebrities do it too. So
celebrities deal with this. Every day they deal with even worse because you know
everything's on the edge on them. Everyone, you know, it's based on their career. So one thing they do, it reflects on their career. So just like I forgot who this person, this lady's name. She's a rapper. She's young. I think she's 16 or 17 years old. She posted a picture on Instagram or some social media. She was like, "My heart's broken." She's all crying, and people are just making fun of her. They posted like another cartoon's picture. They're like a lookalike.
I mean, celebrities go through a lot, but
they really do. I mean, you know, everything's on them. You know, so it's like a relationship gets out there. You know, they're like, we have so many supporters. We have so many people supporting us. How can our love be separated? But no, it still can be because you're just two independent people. Those people are just watching,
exactly.
You know, enjoying it. but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's helping the relationship wise.
Well, all right, guys, our time is like cutting short, but you know, this is Rome and this is
Alex,
and you listen to All Real. We're definitely going to have another podcast coming soon. I hope you enjoyed this, and we're out.